Aurelius, with blissful heart anon, answered thus, "Fie on 1,000 pound! This wide world which that men say is round, I would it give if I were lord of it. This bargain is full drive, for we be knit. You shall be paid truly by my truth. But look now, for no negligence nor sloth, you tarry us here no longer than tomorrow." "Nay," quod this clerk, "have here my faith to borrow." To bed is gone Aurelius when him lest, and well nigh all that night he had his rest, but for his labour and his hope of bliss, his woeful heart of penance had a liss. Upon the morrow, when that it was day, to Brittany took they the right way, Aurelius and this magician beside, and been descended where they would abide. And this was, as these books me remember, the cold, frosty season of December. Phoebus waxed old and hued like latten, that in his hot declination shone as the burned gold with streams bright. But now, in Capricorn adown he light, whereas he shone full pale, I dare well sayn. The bitter frosts, with the sleet and rain, destroyed hath the green in every yard. Janus sits by the fire with double beard, and drinketh of his bugle horn the wine. Before him stands brawn of the tusked swine, and Noel crieth every lusty man. Aurelius, in all that ever he can, doth to this master cheer and reverence, and prayeth him to do his diligence to bring him out of his pain smart, or with a sword that he would slit his heart. This subtle clerk such ruth had of this man, that night and day he sped him that he can to wait a time of his conclusion. This is to say, and to make illusion, by such an appearance or jugglery, I can no terms of astrology, that she and every wight should ween and say that of Brittany the rocks were away, or else they were sunken underground. So at the last he hath his time he found to make his japes, and his wretchedness of such a superstitious cursedness. His tables Toletanes forth he brought, full well corrected, nor there lacked naught, neither his collect nor his expanse years, nor his roots nor his other gears, as been his centres and his arguments, and his proportionals convenient, for his equations in everything. And by his eighth sphere in his working, he knew full well how far Alnath was shove from the head of Vilca fixed Ares above, that in the ninth sphere considered is. Full subtly he calculated all this. When he had found his first mansion, he knew the remnant by proportion, and knew the rising of his moon well, and in whose face and term and every deal, and knew full well the moon's mansion accordant to his operation. And knew also his other observances, for such illusions and such mischances as heathen folk used in Vilca days, for which no longer make it he delays, but through his magic, for a week or tway, it seemed that all the rocks were away. Aurelius, which that yet despaired is, whether he shall have his love or fare amiss, awaiteth night and day on this miracle. And when he knew that there was no obstacle, that voided were these rocks, every one, down to his master's feet he fell anon, and said, "I, woeful wretch Aurelius, thank you, Lord, and lady mine, Venus, that have me helpen from my cares cold." And to the temple his way forth hath he hold, where, as he knew, he should his lady see. And when he saw his time, anon right he, with dreadful heart, and with full humble cheer, saluted has his sovereign lady dear. "My right lady," quod this woeful man, "whom I most dread and love as best I can, and loathest were of all this world displease, ne'er it that I for you have such dis-ease, that I must die here at your feet anon, nought would I tell how me is woe begone. But certes, either must I die, or plain, you slay me guiltless for very pain. but of my death, though that you have no ruth, aviseth you, ere that you break your truth, repenteth you. For Vilka God above, ere you me slay, because that I you love. For, madam, well you wot what you have height. Not that I challenge anything of right of you, my sovereign lady, but your grace.